Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is Labor Day weekend, and with the Labor Day weekend, you also know that we've had in the news tire recalls. There's also a pretty price to be paid for gasoline this weekend. You know, it goes up in the summer, and the Labor Day weekend is it really starts to peak because people are on the road. The police will be out assisting motorists. They'll be out, you know, regulating whatever they need to regulate. As far as that tire recall goes, I don't know what people are driving on. And all kinds of people, both private and public, are looking to influence how things are working this Labor Day weekend. Now, the Citizens Auxiliary Police has sent us a press release. This is a group of volunteer policemen in the South Bay area. Jay Santos is a general in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and he joins us now on our newsmaker line from, where are you, General Santos? You're at the headquarters, correct?
That is correct, Bill. We are at the Citizens Auxiliary Police headquarters in Torrance, California, and I wanted to correct a little misconception, perhaps, on your part, and that is that you call us a volunteer police force. We're a volunteer police force, but that makes it sound as if we're a little bit less than official.
Well, do you have any official arrest power? Are you a police agency duly authorized by the state?
You know something, Phil? We are assisting the police. We do have the constitutional right to citizen's arrest. Our officers are sworn to uphold the laws.
Yeah, but are you authorized by the state of California?
At this time, I'm not sure how much of that I want to answer because we are a auxiliary police unit, but by the same token, we do have security measures.
So you can't answer that for security reasons?
I cannot answer that right now for security reasons, no.
So that you're authorized by the state of California?
I'll tell you this much, Phil. This weekend, we are going to be operating in our auxiliary police capacity. We have some checkpoints that we will set up to determine that people's tires may be safe or may not be safe. We're also going to coordinate with the motorists so that they can continue along. So a lot of these things are in our official capacity.
Yeah, but you haven't told me whether you are officially authorized by the state of California. You tell me that you're pulling people over?
That is correct, because we do have constitutional citizens' arrest power. And again, the police, we are trying to assist them in any way we can. If I could speak candidly, Phil, for a minute.
Go ahead.
You got a lot of scum out there. There's a lot of people out there looking to take advantage of the laws of the state of California over this Labor Day weekend. There's a lot of scum. And this scum is going to try to ruin your holiday, you, Phil, and all the people listening. Citizens Auxiliary Police going to be there with our checkpoints.
All right, well, at your checkpoints, you're talking about keeping the scum from ruining my weekend. What you're doing at a checkpoint is it...
Well, it's true. We're checking tires and we're checking tire pressure, but that is all in keeping with saving lives. That's what it's all about. And we do want to coordinate with other motorists. Also, we are monitoring the gas prices, and we're trying to keep the gas prices down by not all jumping into our cars. We'd rather you fly or carpool, so we're going to be checking for all of that.
Let me ask you what exactly you're checking. You're checking people's tires to make sure that they're not bald, to
make sure they got sufficient tread so that we don't have a lot of tires that are going to be flying off of cars.
You're also checking to make sure that there aren't too many people in a car?
I know, Phil. What we're going to do is we're going to ask people where they're going, and if they can get there a little bit better by way of airplane or get there a little bit better by way of bus or taxi, certainly we're going to suggest that. If they're not going that far, that's one thing. If they went a long way by way of car, for instance, they're driving to San Diego, why wouldn't they? We would suggest that they go along with another.
Well, what are you going to suggest? How are they going to go along with another motorist? Are you going to carpool people against their will?
Phil, we don't hope it's not against their will. We want people. We'd rather that people fly or carpool to a certain area. We will suggest that.
And what if they decline to take your suggestion?
We would encourage them to take our suggestion because we...
And what if they decline?
Well, what you're doing is you're pushing us into a confrontational situation.
Yeah, I'd like to see. You guys are in a confrontational situation now, okay? What if I am stopped by the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you tell me there's not enough tread on my tire, and that I'm going too far for a car to be driving and I shouldn't be wasting gas? How are you going to make... You're going to make my family get out of that car and get into another car with another family that you stopped?
We are going to coordinate those carpools, yes.
You going to make us do that?
We don't want it to be confrontational, Phil. We would like people to do that.
But if I say no?
We will use a two-step ignition confiscation. And that's
what is a two-step ignition? See, I'm just curious.
I know it's a lot of very confrontational things you're asking me, and I'm wondering why. What we're trying to.
I'm just curious how you're going to make me if you're not a, you know, you're the Citizens Auxiliary Police. How do I know you are who you say you are? Do you have a uniform?
Phil, we have a recognizable uniform. All Citizens Auxiliary Police officers have a recognizable uniform.
What? How do I know it's you?
We wear a distinctive blue armband. We have a... Hold on for just a minute. 2533. We have our subunits out there.
Were you just checking in with a cop or something?
With one of our officers, yes.
Okay, how do I know that you're a Citizens Auxiliary Police?
Phil, we wear a distinctive blue armband. We wear a pith or a safari helmet. We also have plaid Bermuda shorts, and we wear black socks and oxblood wingtips, and that is a distinctive uniform that people...
What if I refuse to get out of the car?
Well, what we'll do is a two-step ignition confiscation, and that is...
Tell me about that.
That is step one. We reach across the person using our forearm at throat level, and step two, we quickly remove the keys from the ignition with our left hand.
At throat level, you reach across... So you're restraining somebody.
It's a very quick move, Phil. Few people know that it's happening.
Well, I got to tell you something. You're going to have a few people out there. If you're telling a guy to pull over, his tires aren't safe, and he needs to get into another car with another family because he doesn't. He's going too far, and the gasoline costs too much. You are forcing people out of their cars this weekend in the state of California, and forcing them to travel with other motorists because you guys, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, with your blue armbands, your pith or safari style helmets, your plaid Bermuda shorts, and your black socks. And oxblood wingtips, you're going to tell me that I have to do this.
No, Phil, I'm telling you as a citizen with citizen's arrest power, I'm telling you that you should do this for the safety of the people, and your mocking our uniform or making fun of what we do is going to change a thing. I'm in a substation right now. You can hear the radio that we have. I'm talking with other officers. Hold on for a minute. I'm talking to other officers right now.
How many other officers you get? Who are you talking to?
We have a few other officers at other substations.
Okay, Jay, let me give the number here. 1-800-449-8686. This is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
No, we've got a saying.
Hold on for a minute. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. 1-800-449-8686. He is saying that they're going to pull over cars that have bad tread on the tire. If they're going too far, he'll suggest that he will enforce that you go on to the destination with another family. So you're going to force anybody into another car with families that are going the same way. And you're also saying that if people refuse to give you their keys, you're going to take the keys away from them?
Phil, if you want...
No, I just want to... Are you taking their keys away from them? What if I refuse to get out of the car?
Phil, if you refuse to get out, we lay a spike strip down and we quickly club the car. We have a quick club lock method. And
so you're going to put a club on my wheel?
We will club your wheel, right. I mean, I didn't want this to be confrontational. You're making kind of a confrontational deal here. All we want to do is take a peek around, make sure you got the right kind of tires. And
what if I sue you?
Phil, you can't get blood out of a turnip. I'm just here to save lives. That's all I want to do. But the police are sued all the time. But just remember this. If you sue me, you're hurting yourself. Because if you sue me, I've got to go into court, and then I'm not there to protect you against a scum that wants to come out and hurt you. So you sue me, I'm in court, that means I'm off the street, and the scum's out there running around.
Well, I think that a lot of auxiliary police forces like your own supersede, step over the bounds of authority. And
Phil, I can assure you that we have a constitutional right.
Yeah, you've been telling me you got a constitutional right. And if I see you standing there with a blue armband, your pith helmet, your plaid Bermuda shorts, and your black socks and oxblood wingtips, you got to be putting me on with that.
I beg pardon?
You're going to be putting me on with that uniform. Oxblood wingtips and black socks?
Phil, you know something? It is a non-confrontational uniform. We don't want to look like police. The blue armband indicates we do have authority. And I am obviously the kind of person who, you can tell with our two-step quick ignition removal and along with the spike strip, we mean business.
So yeah, you're going to take the keys out of my car after restraining my throat with your forearm.
You asked for it.
You going to kick me in the gut with your oxblood wingtips?
No comment.
Well, this is the kind of thing that I think is dangerous for this country. 1-800-449-8686. We got a lot of guys out there that want to be cops. That's fine. Nobody said that you don't have the right to do that. But I will tell you this. If you are, you know, reaching in and taking the keys out of my cars, this guy said, because I don't have enough tread on my tire, or I'm going somewhere because the, you know, it's too far and I'm using too much gas, and he's going to make me carpool with another family? I got six people in my family. How big is the car that you're going to stuff us into? I guess wrong. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with General Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Founded in 1984 by Colonel Elvis Newton. He's a colonel. He's the founder, but this guy's now a general. Talking to, that's him on the line. Jay Santos is of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, I know that you are at your substation. It's going to be a busy Labor Day weekend. And I realize that you're an auxiliary police member.
You continue to emphasize the auxiliary police member aspect of that, Phil. We do care about...
Yeah, I know, but you're not officially a cop, is all I'm trying to say, okay? And if you're not officially a cop, then you've got some problems. Pulling people over, checking the tread on their tires, making sure...
You want people, Phil, dying this weekend because of faulty tire construction. You want...
No, I don't want anybody dying because of faulty tire construction, but I sure don't want people... I don't want a guy who isn't officially a cop pulling people over, you understand?
Phil, you know what? We are a duly authorized auxiliary police force.
But you won't tell me whether it's by the state of California or not. And
that is a security measure.
A security measure, right. Here is Fayetteville, Arkansas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
This is just outrageous. I've never heard anything... Who are the scum that you're protecting people from, sir?
The scum out of... Well, you know as well as I do that we have individuals on highways or interstates across this country.
I'm a truck driver. I'm on the interstate all the time.
Right. If you've got... What shape are your tires in?
My tires are great, but...
Right. Your tires are in good shape, but you got a lot of people, a lot of scum out there that are driving on faulty tires.
How are people scum driving on faulty tires?
Kill somebody with it. But a lot of this garbage, this human garbage that's driving around, using gasoline when they shouldn't, driving on faulty
tires. All right, so a guy's using gasoline when he shouldn't, and he's driving around on bad tires, he's human garbage.
That is correct.
So tell me where it's written that I have to use gasoline at a certain time or have a certain amount of gasoline I can use.
Well, I'll tell you this. You
have to be told when my tires are too bad to drive on. That's a personal...
Well, you're a truck driver, right?
That's right.
All right, I got no problem with you. But let's say you're out on the highway driving to grandma's house. You're going on vacation with your wife and kids.
Do it all the time.
All right. I mean, how far do you go on average?
I go from Sioux City, Iowa to Dallas, Texas, about 700 miles.
All right, you could fly that.
I could if I wanted to.
All right, but we would at that time insist that you fly. Right.
How can you insist, sir, that I fly anywhere?
Because you're using gasoline that we need. Your tires could come apart. What's the rear tire PSI? Have you checked in lately?
The plane could fall out of the air and kill my family.
Yeah,
I'm
not going to get into discussion with you. Just ask you to step out of your car, get into a van with another family, carpool, or fly.
Well, the guy's arguing with you.
Then that's when we take those keys away from him.
You're not going to take the keys away from me, sir.
It's not going to happen. Yes, sir, we can. We can use our two-step
ignition
confiscation.
If I'm in California, the only person taking keys away from me are the man in the CHP uniform and the black and white cruiser, period.
You try
to take the keys from me, sir, you're going to have a problem.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, we have
a recognizable uniform. I'm wearing a blue armband.
Yeah, you're wearing an armband, and I'm wondering if it says SS on it. I mean, you sound like you set up a checkpoint for a Nazi.
Sir, I'm simply asking you to conserve energy and to also conserve the tire. What's the rear tire PSI in your truck?
About 100.
Hold on.
5.35.
All right, if you see our pip helmet and you see our black socks and oxblood wingtips, you're in deep trouble.
Number one, I'm not stopping for you. Period. If you want to jump in front of me, that's fine.
What if we lay down a spike strip?
Down a spike strip, sir, and you're paying for the damage to my tires you're trying to avoid in the first place.
Well, state of California, we don't pay for that.
State of California, you do if you're not CHP. I drive there all the time.
I am Citizens Auxiliary Police, along with the Arkansas State...
That doesn't mean anything.
What about the Arkansas State Volunteer Rangers?
What about them? I don't see them setting out tire checkpoints and tire strips for people that don't stop.
Well, the volunteer rangers, I know Colonel Blown over there. And
Colonel Blown?
That's correct.
Of what? The Arkansas State Volunteer Rangers?
Correct.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. Here is Lakeland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Oh, hold on for a minute. Lakeland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Lakeland?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey. What do you think, he's God or something?
I don't think I'm God, sir, but I do know that I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And if your tire pressure's down, or if you've got...
What do you think? What are you going to do? Stop everybody, Tom and Dick and Harry, out there in California?
Are
you stupid or what?
I'll stop
you. Do you know how many people is out there in that state of California?
I'll take the keys away from you.
If you tried that, and our driver... Hey, I'm a professional truck driver out here.
I doubt it.
And if you try to stop somebody like
I'll take
that...
All right,
thanks a lot. Real stupid, but then it's Florida. Here is Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. I don't know. Hello?
That is correct.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
As much as I appreciate your citizens, I would find it to be an absolute assault if you randomly pulled me over with no authorization from anyone and then reached into my vehicle.
We have Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Auxiliary police were authorized by someone that you won't name. How do I know you have any authorization?
Are you authorized by the state of California?
I cannot... I can only give you my name and my rank.
Your name and your rank? That's the Geneva Convention.
I'm General
As a citizen, if you're an authorized member of some constituency, I have a right to know who authorizes you before you reach your hand into my vehicle and touch anything.
I can assure you, ma'am, that I have due authorization.
From the state of California.
I can assure you that you do not.
Are you in California? Are you in
California?
No, I don't think you are, so you don't know. Okay.
Well, what about Pennsylvania? Have you guys got some...
Pennsylvania, we do have the Pennsylvania Minutemen, Volunteer Minutemen.
Actually, I am from New York. I am currently in Pennsylvania.
All right, we do
I know in New York State
New
that
York
if
State
a police officer approaches
Volunteer
you
Patrol.
Or perhaps to look at your tires, you have the right to walk away from him or drive away from him. Unless he has a legitimate reason as an authorized member of
the
state.
Well, we are authorized.
Who authorized you?
I can't give you that information.
That's ridiculous.
No, ma'am, I've had officers tortured. They cannot give that information.
You've had officers tortured by who?
By members of agencies that are official. I cannot at this time.
Could you be just a little bit vaguer, please?
Well, ma'am, you know what? You're a citizen. There are some things we have
That's
to keep
right.
from you.
That's right. I am a citizen.
We
That's
have to
why
keep
I have
information.
A right to be protected from people who walk around claiming authorization
my men
from
have been
some
tortured.
Unknown source.
My men have been tortured.
Because they're being persecuted by agents of another unknown source. I'm sorry, sir, but you sound like a paranoid lunatic.
Ma'am,
to
I'm
me.
Not a paranoid lunatic. We only care about the safety of our citizens. We don't want people
but
driving
But I am
on
one
them.
Of your citizens.
Right.
As a citizen,
do you want to drive on unsafe
don't
tires?
I have a right to
Do you
know?
Want to drive on unsafe tires? Is that what
no,
you want to
sir,
do?
No, I don't, okay. but I certainly don't want to be assaulted by random
I'm
people.
I'm not assaulting you.
I'm simply saying
that you are in a car with unsafe tires. Step out of the car. You're going to kill somebody if you drive down the road on that. And also, we have a certain shortage of gasoline. I'd appreciate it if you carpool with somebody else.
I understand
your, car.
Your appreciation of it,
you
but
know, I'm
the investment of that appreciation by removing from me private property, which
you know
I
what,
have
I can tell you
legally
something.
Obtained.
What if I asked you to carpool with a good-looking guy driving a Porsche or something like that? Well, you can tell me that's bad?
Absolutely. Number one, that's insulting to imply that it would make any
that's,
difference.
Well, I tell you, I've never heard that before.
Well, wait a minute. What
Number
difference
two,
does it make?
I don't think my fiancé would appreciate it.
Well, you know, I can hear the smile on your voice. You know what I'm talking about. You'd enjoy that. And what we want you to do is just step out of the car.
I'm laughing because it amazes me that someone authorizes you to dress yourself in the morning, much less claiming any kind of a public service.
We wear a blue arm. If I get you out of the car and you spread and we find there's nothing wrong, you're free to go.
Out of the car and she spreads.
And you're the one with the filthy mind, Phil.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
I want someone that'll give me a reach around.